So BBC Radio Sheffield, we're standing backstage at Devonshire Green. It's the exposed stage this year. In a shift, they've shifted the main stage down to Ponderosa Park, and I'm joined by the lads from the Crooks. Do you just want to, I'll go round and just introduce yourself for me, guys.
Hello, I'm George.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Adam.
Brilliant. So, guys, welcome back to Tramlines. You're also performing in Sheffield. Am I right in saying you haven't performed here since maybe this time last year?
December was the last time we played in Sheffield. We played a really hot and sweaty Christmas show in the rocking chair, which was amazing. But you're right, we haven't really played. We played one show this year, and this will be our second one, and it's, you know, pretty much the biggest show you could play, Devonshire Green at Tramlines. So to say we're excited, I think, would be an understatement at the moment.
How excited are you about this, you know, playing here in this venue? Because it's kind of seminal with Tramlines, isn't it, really, Devonshire Green?
Well, it's always the focus, or it has been in the past, of all the action. So just to be here, you know, hopefully the sun will come out. Adam's made a prediction.
I've said it's 6 o'clock. I've just got a feeling the sun's going to come out at 6 o'clock. So we'll see. And if it does, then, you know.
How does that coincide with you guys being on stage? What time are you on stage today?
We'll be 15 minutes in by then. So, you know, people will just be getting going. The sun will come out. I'll be here. Yeah, it's going to be great.
You're not going to break into a nanny number, are you? The sun will come out tomorrow or anything like that.
Could happen.
You're a fan of musicals.
So tell me what you've been up to in the last year since we spoke to you at Tramlines last year, I think it was.
Plenty, really. I mean, the first half of this year, January to, well, a few weeks ago, we've been writing and recording the fourth record. So in between Sheffield and Leeds, we've sort of slowly been driving ourselves mad, writing kind of like 12 hours a day, and then recording. We've just been just writing and recording this record has taken up our whole lives for the last 6 months, which is why we're so excited about actually being able to step on stage and play the songs to some people.
Yeah. Tom?
I'd second that. I mean, it's nice to be out and about, but it is quite scary after being locked away in a studio for basically 6 months to see real human people. But yeah, get to turn the amps up, it'll be fun.
It's a bit like in footballers being match fit, that kind of thing. You know, you got to get your kind of game fitness back.
We do talk about match fitness a lot. I mean, as George says, we've only done one gig, so we might not have it. But
definitely don't have it.
We played in Scunthorpe on Thursday as a little warm up, and usually I'll try and talk a little bit in between songs. But in between every song, I pretty much just had to turn my back to the audience and just take, like, sort of just a few seconds to compose myself just so I didn't vomit in between songs. I was that knackered.
And obviously a bit of a change in lineup with Russell leaving in February. Tell me a bit about that and how that came about, what the circumstance was.
I think he just lost his love for it. You know, he'd been with us since the very beginning, about 7 or 8 years ago. And he just explained to us sort of very calmly that he had sort of fallen out of love with the whole process of being in a band, and he wished us well and us likewise. It was you know, we're still best mates, we still see him all the time, I would love to say there was some massive rock and roll falling out, but there really isn't much of a story. And it's been a pleasure this last few months getting to know Adam, our new drummer, and he's slotted in so perfectly. It's like he's always been around. So yeah, it's been great.
Adam, how's it been for you kind of slotting in with guys that have been together for such a long time?
Yeah, pretty easy, actually. Sorry, that sounds very big-headed, doesn't it? Yeah, really easy. The songs are so easy to play. No, well, actually, you know, I mean, I've been a fan of the Crooks anyway for a while before obviously doing this, so it's felt pretty natural, really, coming into it.
And how did it all come about?
I think you sent me a message on Facebook asking if I wanted to help out with some kind of session they had coming up, and then from there, really, yeah, just kind of started with that, and then here we are. Yeah.
Talk me through it, Tom. What was the process?
Well, we tried to think of anybody who we knew who could fill Russell's very big boots, and Adam was top of the list. We knew him from the hosts, we just knew him to be a great guy and particularly a very talented drummer. So, like he says, I sent in the message and we scheduled a bit of a gig day. It was good.
And the Crooks have always been, you know, hand in hand, really, with kind of Tramlines ever since the festival kind of kicked off. What are some of your memories about, you know, being here and playing this festival?
My best memories are of Devonshire Green. The first year we played on Devonshire Green, and we were a really young band, and kind of it was almost like that was the pinnacle of what we could have achieved at that moment. And that was really where I think I felt like we had made it as a band when we first played Devonshire Green. Slightly other more hazy memories of sort of falling off tables in the Great Gatsby at 4 a.m. But that's all part and parcel of tramlines, really. Yeah. So.
Tom, what about Crook's memories playing at tramlines for you?
I think that time we played the Shakespeare and the mercury probably bust out the top of the thermometer was a really good memory, although I think I nearly died. It was so hot.
What is it about this festival in particular that makes you want to kind of keep coming back, keep playing it when you get the offers coming through?
It's home. I mean, it's amazing to see the city that we walk through every day just transforming into this crazy, like, carnival. I mean, I've just walked down the street and there's a man playing a bicycle that is a piano. he's riding a piano or playing a bicycle, I don't know. And just seeing that on the roads that you normally just mooching about on day-to-day is great. I mean, it's magic, it's great.
What do you make to the changes this year with the main stage moving down to Ponderosa, obviously Dev Green being a slightly smaller stage?
I think anything that helps the festival keep going and keep growing is a good thing. So, I mean, I've not actually been down to the main stage yet, but people tell me it's amazing, and I heard Martha Reeves was incredible, so that can only be a good thing.
Have you got the chance to get out and see many other bands, many other people?
Yesterday, I saw Best Friends on Dev Green, and they were great. Saw Hooton Tennis Club at Leadmill, were wonderful as well. And the best thing, and I'm sure nothing will top it, was Hot Souls at Plug last night. The great thing is, you know, they're a local band, and it's such a brilliant platform for local bands to play in. And the other great thing is that every venue I've been in has been absolutely packed out. Mm. Like, everyone is coming. Like, the word is definitely out now. Yeah. It's not just a Sheffield thing. People are coming from you know, miles and miles and miles around for this. It's a wonderful thing.
Is that something that takes you a while to get your head round? Because when it started, it was you know, fairly small scale. You know, it was kind of Division Street, Devonshire Green, and to see how it's grown over the last, 7 years, it's really something, isn't it?
It's incredible, yeah. And I think, but it's one of the best things about Sheffield. I've lived here for a long time now, and one of the best things about it, because it's such a small place, everybody knows each other, it's such a friendly place, and I think people who come from outside, like, everyone from Sheffield already knows that, and that's why everyone loves it so much, but I think people coming from outside are kind of taken aback by that, and I think that's the biggest selling point of the festival, just how friendly everyone is. People are just stop and chat. We just had a conversation about a Nutella donut in a Steamyard Cafe with a couple of strangers. You know, people that strike up conversations out of nowhere, and I think that is, if you've got those sorts of foundations, I think, you know, the festival can just keep growing and growing and growing.
Adam, what about you as someone that's new to the band, but I'm guessing has been in and around tramlines for yeah, you know, yeah, some time as well?
With kind of various bands throughout the years. I think I've played it every year as well, like I say, with various people, and it's always just been, yeah, it's been great fun. It's the highlight of the year, and, you know, in my opinion, better than Christmas.
Better than Christmas? Tramlines is better than Christmas, breaking news.
Big thing to say, yeah, yeah, but, you know, I mean, I like Christmas, but Tramlines is, yeah, it's up there. Yeah.
So the fourth album, I know when we were talking last year, it was just before Soapbox came out, or well, maybe just after it had come out. But you talked about writing, and it was all very kind of romantic. You were talking about going out to Lady Bower and also going to Italy, I think it was, to write. Does the fourth album have a different feel, or is it still in that kind of romanticised kind of 50s, 60s kind of sound?
I think that there's always going to be an influence from that place on us, but this new album's going to sound quite different. We didn't go to Italy to record it. We stayed firmly in Yorkshire.
Too much trouble.
Yeah, that was a hassle. Like you mentioned, Dan's lyrics have a lot of that romanticism, you know, built into them already, and he's not going to start writing radically different to that anytime soon. But I think the new album's perhaps a bit more forward-thinking, and it's a bit more, I don't know, maybe we've tried to rely a little bit less on a retro sound, and we're trying to experiment a bit more with some you know, more fun things that we haven't tried before, like electronics, and, you know, we had to write the album essentially without a drummer, so it was just that in itself threw up a load of challenges that made it exciting and different.
The interesting thing is as well, though, maybe not with this album, but we've been rehearsing a lot of the old songs for Tramlines, and there are very subtly different things that Adam does just naturally that are different to how we've always played them.
Yeah.
So just with Adam coming in as a new member, immediately breathes life into the old songs, because he's doing fills differently. You know, he's playing things quicker, or, you know, slightly different. And so it's for us, it's we've played these songs 500 times before and more, so to be able to hear them in a slightly different context is it's energizing, I think, definitely.